back to this month's very Halloween-y minisode. The day before Halloween, and we are back. Myself, Tad Burt, your host, and with me as always, Tim the Handlebreaker.
Yeah. Halloween-ier than ever.
Just a big old girthy Halloween-y.
Yeah.
Man, can't believe Halloween's tomorrow.
Yep.
Election day's Tuesday.
Yep.
Can't wait for that fucking shit show to be over.
Yeah.
Can't wait for Halloween to just happen again. We should have like two Halloweens a year, right?
Yeah, we should have one at we go by the 6 month mark.
It'd
be the end of April.
Yeah, Halloween in April. That would be a fun party.
I mean, a lot of people already celebrate a zombie in April.
They do. So why not just
go all the way
by dressing up as Captain America?
Yeah.
All
zombies.
Yeah. I've been saying it for years. We need to, Halloween should retreat to August.
Mm-hmm.
And we should have Halloween in August.
When it's still balls hot out?
Yeah.
I don't know, man.
Why not? I'm talking about end of August, like August 31st, right? You know, it starts to be like really, really temperate and nice in late August and September. But here's the thing. Never have to wear a fucking jacket on Halloween. You're never like a Spider-Man with a jacket. I remember I brought that in. I don't remember it was last year, a couple years ago. God, that shit pissed me off.
I'm Batman this year, but it's freezing cold. So I have to wear a big old, you know, red and blue.
And you know, the costumes jacket we wore as kids, like they're fucking nothing.
Nothing.
If you were just wearing underwear under that, you'd be perfectly comfortable. Your little mask. No jackets.
I guess. Yeah.
Yeah. What else? What else we got going on this month?
We did Hack the Living Dead.
Hack the Living Dead. That was fun. I just read a review of a guy who really hated my portion of that film.
Yeah. Seems to be the only person.
Yeah, seems to be the only. There was a couple of comments where it was like, there was too much of that. But that guy really hates it. Doesn't get the joke, hates Halloween, hates women,
yep,
and hates gay people. So not really on the top of the list of people whose opinions I give a shit about. It did make me laugh a lot, though.
Yeah, it was funny.
There was something mentioned called, quote, Tad. I don't know what that is. If that even is your real name.
Yeah.
We went down in the basement yesterday and looked at some stuff and talked about some stuff. And we're going to be telling you about what we talked about and looked at probably on the next regular episode.
Pretty soon, at least.
Pretty soon.
Yeah.
Pretty soon at the very least. Yeah. So I'm excited about that. I think that's it. I think that's about all we have going on.
Yeah.
You going to give out candy? What are you doing for Halloween this year? You going to carry your tiny child-sized bat?
Yes. I wonder if Truckin' and Tuckin' has one.
I think he does.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Might just borrow his.
Yeah.
See if I borrow his.
Or
you just take your sledgehammer.
Yeah. You don't want to carry that.
I don't want to carry that around.
Anyway. Well, you ready to get in some mini issues, Tim?
Sure.
What's your first mini issue this month?
Here's what I don't mini get. All these Cyberpunk delays.
Oh, no.
I was originally supposed to have, like,
played this game in April. Yeah.
April was the original release.
And just be like, yeah, I played it. It was fine.
Hey, if that's what came of it, that's what came of it. But, like, I was supposed to have played this in April. And then, pushed back to September. That's a 6 month delay.
Yeah. Because they were having problems getting it to work on PS5 and Xbox Series X.
No, they were having trouble getting work on PS4 and Xbox One.
Oh, that's right. That's right. So now the game will be coming out after the PS5 and Xbox Series X comes out. Might as well not even fucking release it on the other consoles.
I mean, that would
Xbox. Fucked up because they made an Xbox One for Cyberpunk.
Yes.
Thinking the game was going to come out in fucking April. And it was going to be the last, That was going to be the last big console people buy. Yep. Like, I'm going to finally buy the Xbox One.
Yeah.
Little did they know, that fucker's going to sit. I might buy one because it's going to fucking sit on shelves. Oh, I can spend $500 for the Xbox One Cyberpunk edition, or I can just spend $500 on the new Series X and then buy Cyberpunk for $60.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll just do that because, you know, that's a better system.
Yeah.
Yeah. Even no matter how great it looks on the Xbox One, it's going to look a modicum better on the new one.
Sure. Sure.
Oh, they fucked up so bad.
Then from September to November, they promised it would be the last delay.
Yeah. Yeah.
And we know that because they went gold a week or two ago.
Yeah.
Which means they pressed the master disc.
The September to November was supposed to be the last delay.
September to November.
There was the April to September delay and then a second delay, September to November.
Yes.
And they at least they're getting shorter.
Sure.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, that's one thing. So they pressed the master disc, which means like that is like this.
That's the game that's going out.
That's the game that's going out. That's final code for disc. But of course, as we know, final code for disc means nothing in this day and age of the internet and video games. So a couple days ago, they said, hey, we're sorry, but we're going to push it back another 3 weeks to December. They claim to be having trouble. I'm not saying claim. They're saying is they're having trouble getting the big day zero patch
to
out
work.
And certain just to get it out and certified for all nine systems it's coming out on, because they have to.
What systems is it coming?
Well,
out on?
So well, not nine systems. There's nine platforms. I think it's so. You got PC. AKA Steam and GOG, which so PS4, PS4 Pro, because
that's a different level.
Technically, yeah.
Oh God.
Xbox One.
Yeah.
Xbox One X.
Xbox One X AD.
No, because that's the same game.
Okay.
PS5. Xbox One.
Xbox
Series X, Xbox Series S, and Stadia.
Oh, fuck Stadia.
Yeah, no one's going to play this.
Not coming
Stadia.
To Switch. It's bogus.
I mean, it would look really shitty on Switch. They'd
have to really
dump it down.
My wife's boyfriend didn't buy me an Xbox. But the funniest thing to me was they tweeted like the day before they did the announcement, and someone was like, hey, can you like you guys are for sure releasing this like next week, right? And they're like, yes, 100%. And then the next day they're like, no. I was like, fuck you guys. And then they like got cheeky about it. We're like, would anybody notice if we deleted this tweet? Yeah, everyone would notice, you lying fucks. At this point, everybody who pre-ordered it, did you pre-order it?
No.
Oh,
no,
good. Because I'm about to call you an idiot.
No, I didn't pre-order.
Yeah. This is exactly the case for do not pre-order games.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because imagine what you could have done with $60 in April.
Exactly. Right. Yeah.
Cause you didn't pre-order this game in April. You pre-ordered this game in like October of last year. Yeah. October 2019, they're like, Cyberpunk's coming out in April. Sure. I don't remember when they announced the launch date.
It would have been
pre-orders now open, and people drove down to their GameStop and they're like, I would like to order one pre-order of Cyberpunk 2077, please. And they're like, yes, we will still be open in April.
Oh boy.
So not only have some stores that you pre-ordered from gone under. But also, the game is now 9 months delayed from its original launch.
Uh-huh.
That's embarrassing.
Yeah.
So just imagine what, like, if you had $60, is there a game that came out in April that you would have just bought instead? You might have bought it anyway, right?
Late March was Doom Eternal, which really didn't, I mean... that game was kind of disappointing to me, but
I mean, $60 is especially being that you spent 7 months locked inside your home because the government hates you and your freedoms. I mean, imagine if it was just like, oh, I've got this $60. I was saving instead of pre-ordering, right? You just like, I put $60 in my PayPal account with the intention to order it day one from Amazon or whatever.
I mean that. I've loaded up my Steam wallet.
Yeah. So
I mean, I was putting like $10 in a month.
Yeah.
Until November. Well, now it's gonna be December.
So imagine if you'd had all the. That $60, you didn't pre-order it. You just had it in your Steam wallet, and it's like April rolls around. They go, "Hey, this is delayed," and you're like, "Well, fuck this!" And the Steam summer sale.
There's a big sale on this. The Halloween sale is this weekend.
Yeah, and you're just like, "Let me go ahead and buy a bunch of shit with this $60 I already saved, because I have 6 months to save it up again." I do not pre-order anything anymore.
I rarely pre-order anything.
I do the Amazon pre-order. Because yes, it doesn't charge you until the day it ships.
Yep.
And
price guarantee.
Those two, the two reasons, the only reason why I do the Amazon pre-orders, and usually it's on things like a book.
It's sometimes all my movie box set. All my books or something like that.
Something you know is just like, oh yeah, we just up-res Back to the Future into 4K. Yeah, or whatever.
That's what I do with all the books that I like that book. Amazon pre-order. And then like 2 months out, I'm like,
Do I really want this book?
I really want this? Nah. Delete. Unless it's like, that's like more than 50% off the MSRP on the pre-order. I'm going to keep that.
Yeah. You know, fucked up, man. Do you think it's going to actually come out in December?
Yes. Because they've gone gold already. Which means that they're right now in the process of those game cases and discs are.
But what if they lied to you about that?
I mean, I'm trying to think of the latest.
Entirely possible.
I'm trying to think of the latest.
Lied to you for 8 months.
The game's not even real.
This is the new Star Citizen.
You can play Star Citizen right now.
Can you though? Yeah. Can you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know some people that are into that.
Star Citizen is like is you're chasing the high, right?
Yeah.
Like you had that first hit of crack or heroin, right? Because you're the vice president's son.
Yeah.
And then every hit they're from, but the hit was people being like, this game is going to be amazing, and they're like, that sounds great, and you can get a small hit of it. Right now, and they just keep on hitting that crack pipe until they collapse their father's presidential campaign. Hunter Biden's a bad man. That's what I'm trying to say.
Look, there's a quote by I think it's Shigeru Miyamoto saying that like a rushed game will never be good. But a delayed game will eventually be good. There's something along those lines.
Yeah.
And I can understand.
But at a certain point, I also feel like a game in the hand is worth two in the bush.
Sure. That's the other part of the equation. Is because like.
Because like you can keep telling me this game is going to be amazing, but if I never get the chance to play it, and by the time it does come out, I'm just like, I don't really care.
That's what I'm trying to say.
When it was first announced, I was like, this sounds pretty awesome. I might buy an Xbox One to play this game, and then also maybe a couple of other games, finally upgrade. And then it was like, oh, it's going to be delayed until September, and I was like, And at this point, I'm just kind of like,
you weren't super interested in it.
I was interested. The concept fits me well.
Yeah.
Right. It's a third person open world.
Not third person.
It's a open world action adventure. RPG. Choose your own RPG game. Where you can steal cars and drive around and shoot things and make stuff explode. It's like it's close enough to my niche of like not caring about the genre of cyberpunk that it's, I'd still be interested in playing it the way that I played Skyrim.
Yeah. You're not super into fantasy stuff.
No, not into RPGs or fantasy stuff, yeah. but I love Skyrim. And I'm like, well, this might be the next Skyrim.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
So I give it a try.
Yeah.
And especially, you know, if I got an Xbox One X for uh-huh. cheap and I could get, buy Forza and a couple other games that I haven't played on Xbox that I wanted to play, you know, it'd be worth it, especially because it's coming to the end of its life. So all of the games are going to be on sale in 6 months. So once I finish playing this, I'll just play the other games. But, at this point, I'm just like, when it does eventually come out, I'll buy the Xbox Series X Platinum Edition box after it's been out for 5 years and people are like, oh, yeah, this comes with all the DLC.
It comes with all the DLC and the multiplayer. They're planning, they said something about multiplayer, but they said they won't tack it on.
Fuck multiplayer.
They said they won't tack it on, as in it will be a separate thing.
Yeah, so I don't care about that, but then I'll play it. So I'll be playing this game in like 2027,
sure,
3 years after it comes out, and I'll be like, Tim, I played Cyberpunk 2077, pretty good, and you'll be like, what?
Because here's the thing though, right? Because the first time you heard,
I'm
about
still
this
waiting
game,
on Elder Scrolls 6.
Yeah, exactly. The first time you heard about this game was probably from me. But it was probably like the first E3 they showed the trailer.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
That was not the first time I heard about this game.
Yeah.
I heard about this game when they announced it while they were still working on The Witcher 3. And the very first trailer for this game, I want to say, let's see, Cyberpunk.
The other funny thing is,
trailer.
There's Cyberpunk merchandise in the clearance section in Walmart.
That's right, you told me
and
that.
And I was like, this game's not even out and they're already trying to get rid of its shit.
2013.
So 7 years this game has been in rumor.
Development. Yeah.
So what's another 12 or 18 months?
Exactly.
To get the day one patch, right?
Yeah. Right. I love that trailer, that song in the trailer. I still listen to Bullets by Archive.
Yeah.
It's a really good song. But that trailer was just like,
that's a weird sound. That's probably a car playing some bass.
Some loud bass there. Cyberpunk lady in the street with blood, bullets whizzing by her in slow motion with the cyberpunk police officer shooting. Just kind of like a, slow-mo, but like pause, time pause, you know?
Yeah.
With camera moving around.
Bullet time.
Bullet time, yeah. So I've been waiting since 2013.
Yeah.
And not only that.
Keep on waiting until 2077 when game finally comes out.
Yeah.
You'll be an old man, and they'll be like, Grandpa, your pre-order came in. Like,
I remember Johnny Silverhand.
He still looks the same age. They're on John Wick 83.
John Wick 83, they tried to assassinate him at his own funeral, but it doesn't work. He comes back from the dead. And
so he's got to kill him on Uranus. And they boot up the game and they hand you the controller and it's like, sorry, day one update. 17 million petabytes, and then you just have a heart attack and die.
Oh, God. Back in my day, games were only 100. Games were only 250 gigabytes, like the new Call of Duty coming out this year, which I'm not lying or making fun about. That is actually the thing that is happening. The new Call of Duty game is 250 gigabytes.
Gigs. God damn. How did that, so that's not going to be on a disc.
No, because I mean the new game
50 gigs it's 50 gigs, right?
Or I think
52
you
or
can
something?
Do it's 50
48.
It's 50.
It's somewhere in there, yeah. And then you get a dual layer that's 100.
100.
The way we had 4 and 8 gigabyte DVDs.
Sure, and they might. They might. I would guess they throw it on. I don't know. It's Activision. They might just throw
Blu-rays.
They might just throw a nothing disc in there.
And then it's a 250 gigabyte download, yeah. So it exceeds your monthly data bandwidth allocation from your ISP.
The reason it's so big is because it includes Warzone, the battle royale mode.
Yeah,
which is a separate but equal thing.
I don't really believe in separate but equal.
Anyways, that's enough about us whining about video games. Tab, what is your first mini issue?
Here's what I don't mini get. Halloween music.
Okay.
We don't need it. We don't need Halloween music. Like, they made fucking Christmas music this big fucking deal.
Sure.
So then now they're trying to shove it onto other holidays. So I worked at a Halloween store 1 year for the Halloween season.
Yeah.
And there are like 11 Halloween songs. But unlike Christmas, where there are also 11 Christmas songs, there aren't 3 million covers of them.
Each one. Yeah.
So you're listening, and it's like Season of the Witch, The Monster Mash, Purple People Eater.
Season of the Witch, as in the...
It must be strange. It's the season of the witch. Yeah.
That's... what was that band? Isn't it...
If you say the name, I'll remember it. But I don't remember the name of the band.
Whiter Shade of Pale, right?
No, that's Protocol Harem.
Yeah, is it Protocol Harem? I think Protocol Harem did Season of the Witch, right?
I don't think so. That's a one word name. I thought.
Huh. It's Hocus.
Donovan.
Oh, Donovan. That's right.
Yeah,
it's
Donovan. So you've got Monster Mash. You've got like the theme to scary movies like Halloween.
Yeah.
Red Right Hand.
Yeah.
There are songs that are not, but they kind of get thrown in there. Like what's that red dress woman?
Lady in Red.
No, it's not Lady in Red. There's one about like a woman in a dress and some shit.
Oh, long dress. What's that?
No, that's long, cool woman in a red dress. No, it's
black
a
dress. Yeah.
That's different than that. Anyway. And then I think we all know the fucking worst one.
The Halloween 3 theme song?
No. Thriller.
Oh, Thriller. Yeah.
Fuck Thriller. Here's the thing, like Season of the Witch, I listen to that year round. It's a great song.
Sure, it's a good song.
It's got a great guitar part. But it's only getting fucking played one time a year because it mentions a witch in it. So it must be a Halloween song. And we have to have Halloween songs. So we're going to put this in the Halloween rotation. Same thing with Thriller. The reason why I hate Thriller is that they play it too fucking much during Halloween and not the rest of the time of the year. And it's not good. Are you pulling up a list of Halloween songs?
I wanted to find that red dress Halloween song. Not finding anything. Probably because I didn't spell red right.
It's probably a lyric in the song that I'm thinking of.
You sure it's not Lady in Red?
It's not Lady in Red. Spooky.
I like that song,
though. I do too.
Dusty Springfield's version. Yeah,
but it gets put on now it's a Halloween song. We're gonna Werewolves of London. Another great song we gotta fucking play on the one time a year. Witchy Woman, the Beagles. Ooh, witchy woman.
Did you say the Beatles?
The Beagles.
Oh, the Beagles.
This has Psycho Killer that never played when I was working at the store, but Thriller's been on this list three times.
Because my bed's on fire.
Ghostbusters, that's right. You got to play the Ghostbusters. You play Ghostbusters. You went to see Cody and Cambria 1 year on Halloween. They played.
They
the
played
Ghostbusters,
Ghostbusters in the middle of a song. In the middle of a breakdown of a song, they went into Ghostbusters, and plus they were all dressed as the Ghostbusters already, and they had like text in the. Stay Puft Marshmallow Man suit and one of Slimer come around and dance around while they were doing it.
And then that,
fucking awesome.
You have that This Is Halloween song from fucking Nightmare Before Christmas.
Oh, yeah.
which is just the just awful.
Danny Elfman.
Fuck Danny Elfman. Do we really need this? Do we need these songs? I don't think we do.
So I'm into like some of the more obscure Halloween songs.
I Put a Spell on You.
I like that song. I'm thinking like Spooky Scary Skeletons. That song.
Yeah, I find that song annoying.
I like that song.
The Time Warp. Oh, fuck the Time Warp.
No, I like the Time Warp.
Adam's Family Theme. Man, I hate Rocky Horror Picture Show so much.
Yeah, not a fan. One of my current favorite band, Ice Nine Kills, their whole shtick is horror movies.
Yeah. So they just make make songs inspired by horror movies?
Yes.
I Want Candy.
I don't recall that ever being played around Halloween. I Want Candy. I know the song, but I don't recall it being played around
Halloween. No, that one was. Yeah. It's just don't, man. Just like, that's one of the things that Halloween has going for it that other holidays don't have, is that there's like no songs and we don't need to fucking fill the radio waves or the stores with just cacophonous noise to be like, are you in the mood for this holiday? I was, but now I wish everyone was dead.
Yeah. I mean, the problem with it is it being forced on you.
Yeah. The other problem is compilation CDs. Have you ever had a compilation CD that you're like, man, this is great?
Depends.
And you know what I know the worst offender of the compilation CDs?
Now?
Just ever, of all time. Who's the worst offender?
Kidz Bop.
Kidz Bop is number two, my friend. Kidz Bop is bad.
Okay.
But if you go to your local party store and go to their rack of CDs and pull the CD out, and you usually find the CD, any CD, doesn't matter what one, you'll usually find that it's Drew's Dance Crew. And they make covers of popular songs so they can put them on these compilation CDs and not have to pay as much the licensing fees. Yeah. And then you have
I've heard some of these
terrible covers of famous songs.
Yeah.
That you can put in your CD player and be like, hey, we're having a Halloween party. Everyone want to hear some Halloween, spooky Halloween music? No!
Too bad.
We'd rather just talk to one another like fucking humans. We don't need sound in the background to underscore everything that goes on in our lives. Yeah. I worked at a party store. I worked at the one store for Halloween, and then I switched. In that store, they wanted to have music playing all the time, and they wanted to specifically have the music of the CDs we sold. We didn't sell that many CDs, and it had to be themed to what the season was we were doing. So this Drew's Dance Crew would make CDs for fucking literally anything, and all the songs were terrible. And one year for St. Patrick's Day, the CD for St. Patrick's Day was the worst, and I hated it so much that I took one out in the parking lot and parked my car on top
of it. So what was the CD for St. Patrick's Day?
It was a bunch of vaguely racist songs about Irish people.
It wasn't like Celtic folk.
Nope.
And I would put like,
it was all songs you've never heard before, but sung in a terrible Irish accent about like how Irish people are stupid. And I found it very offensive as an Irish person who hates St. Patrick's Day.
I would think like it would be like a mix of like Celtic folk tunes and other songs I associate with being Irish, like Jump Around.
Jump Around?
Yeah. Yeah.
You think that's Irish?
What's the... Yeah, because it is a Jump Around I'm thinking of, right?
Yeah.
House of Pain. Yeah, Jump Around by House of Pain. The dude, it's a very Irish music video. They're in a, because they're from Boston, I'm pretty sure. They're from Boston, yeah. This is House of Pain.
Like, see, this
House of Pain's logo is like a beer, Irish beer logo.
This is the problem, right? Is that's the way the compilation CD is made. They're like, House of Pain, those guys are kind of Irish. Put them on a CD. And then you're listening to this CD of songs you've never heard before, and you're like, why is this song on here? I mean, it's of all the songs on this CD, it's the least worst. Uh-huh. But why is it here? I hate this. Please kill me. Halloween doesn't need it, man. If I could just never hear the song Thriller ever again, I'd be happy.
Yeah, Ice Nine Kills did a Thriller cover, and it's
not good, just like the original. Oh, they were zombies in the music video, and people know the dance. Yeah, nobody cares.
Yeah, I don't listen to it. I mean, I'll listen to it when I have the whole album on, but I don't go out my way to listen to it.
And let's not forget this, Tim. The most important thing about why Thriller is a terrible song, written by a pedophile.
Sure.
Yeah. So when you listen to Thriller, not only are you disgracing Halloween, but you're a pedo lover. Is that what you want to be when Jesus comes back, being a lover of pedophiles?
Mr. Peter Doe.
Peter Doe?
Yeah. Pedo.
I hate, that's the only aspect of Halloween that I hate. And it's a module. I say it's a module holiday, so I could theoretically just not have that be part of my yeah, celebration. Yeah. But the problem is that I have to go places where they and fucking they force play this music. Yeah, yeah. Yeah. That's the problem with the music. Is like, I don't mind the Christmas display being up in the Walmart. I just don't go to that. I just don't go to the fucking garden center. I have no reason to be over there. Yeah. No problem. Problem is they fucking pipe that music in the rest of the store. Yeah, you got the cookies and the whatnot in the grocery section, and you've got like the ugly sweaters in the clothing section. But on the large part, I can avoid it if you just turn the fucking music off.
Yeah.
And the same thing with the Halloween. If you don't like Halloween and you don't like Halloween music, you just don't go to that little seasonal section that's three aisles wide.
It has plastic knives with blood in them.
Yeah, and is three aisles wide, and Christmas already has six.
I saw, I went to the Halloween aisle.
Plus the garden center. Plus the whole garden center. Whole garden center, six aisles.
Yeah.
October. Why is Black Lives Matter not fucking rioting and looting this shit? That's a fucking cause I get behind. Let's burn down some Walmarts for putting up fucking Christmas shit too early.
I saw it was a transforming ninja star.
Uh-huh.
And it transformed into like the Predator's glaive. It was dope.
That's kind of cool.
Yeah. It was really cheaply made, so I didn't get it.
Yeah.
It's kind of cool though.
Yeah. So when you're getting together for Halloween this weekend and your parties, and you think like, hey, I bet everybody would like to listen to some spooky tunes.
Uh-huh.
I want you to remember two things. Number one, stop fucking saying spooky. Because it's not spooky season, it's Halloween.
Uh-huh.
And number two, no one wants to fucking listen to your music. Not just Halloween music, your music. No one fucking wants to listen to it.
No, they don't. They don't. I don't. That's a bigger. We've talked about it.
When we have poker night, I put on jazz.
Yep.
Because it's completely non offensive. And it's just to kind of like, it's to help. Because we're all at this little table, the little card table. All the lights are off other than the one above us. It's like very subdued, and it's just to help that mood along.
Yeah, yeah.
And everybody has said, "Oh, this music's great."
Yeah, yeah.
This is great.
Jazz,
this
man.
It's jazz. Well, it makes it. It's like it feels. I feel like a poker night's kind of an old timey thing to do.
Yeah, yeah.
To get a bunch of guys together and have some cocktails and sit and shoot the shit and play some cards.
Yep.
And so just like this nice little underpinning. And then even last time everybody was getting up and putting something else on every once in a while.
Yeah. But we were putting on stuff that for the most part, stuff that everyone could.
Yeah. Everyone. Yeah. And all we were also going for primarily instrumental stuff.
Yes.
So that it was not distracting anyway. Yeah. But everybody had a hand. I wasn't like, we're only listening to jazz because this is a jazz party. I was just like, when you were like, this isn't a very good jazz. I think it was either you or Truckin' and Tuck and said, this isn't a very good jazz station because it was different than the first time. And I was like, yeah, I didn't want to pick the exact same one. So I just picked another one. So pick whatever. I ended up
putting on Santana.
Yeah. And then someone put on Persona.
I put on the Persona. I thought it was because I wanted to find the instrumental version of the album. because it's jazz in, because it's very heavily jazz influenced.
Yeah.
So, but they didn't have, there was no like, because we were like, hey, this is 10 hours of soft jazz. That's what we're putting on.
Yeah.
There was no like, this is the album in one video. It was like, here's the instrumental of this song. 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 Like, I'm not going to put, there was no playlist for it even.
Yeah.
I'm not going to just.
That was one of the reasons why I picked the channel I did, because it's like 10 hours of easy listening jazz or whatever. And now my my recommendations on my TV are almost all that, and it's very annoying because I want to watch things that aren't just 10 hours of music with a solid picture behind it. Anyway, that brings us to the middle of our episode, which means it's time to say thank you to our patrons for supporting us this Halloween month of October. And if you want to continue to have Halloween months, don't let Christmas take you over.
Yeah.
Have a Halloween November. I don't think I'm going to take down my spooky Halloween decorations.
Yeah, don't.
Yeah. I'm going to leave that fucking skeleton up on the front porch until the end of time.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm going to kill someone. I'm going to put their real skeleton on the porch.
Good. Good.
Yeah. Good. So thank you. Your support of the show.
Yes.
Is great. Really appreciate it.
We do.
Tim's buying a drum kit.
Yeah.
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 You said that comes Saturday?
Tomorrow. Yeah. Should be here tomorrow.
Cool. Yeah, we do appreciate it. It means a lot. It means more than you know.
It really does. It really does help keep the show going.
Yeah. Cause at a certain point we just get tired of going through all the hassle of all this shit.
Yeah.
And just be like, it's not worth it.
But it's like, but we got.
Yeah, we got people that want to listen to it. They're paying to listen to it. They deserve to get their minisode this month for just a dollar. They deserve to get the higher tier people deserve to get their movie commentaries. They deserve to have their voice heard.
Yes.
I'm excited to see what we end up watching for November for our
I do too, because I don't think there's a bad
There's a bad pick on that.
Yeah.
So anyway. Well, Tim, what's your second issue, this mini issue this month?
Here's what I don't mini get. Food coloring.
You don't like festive things?
I do. I enjoy festive things.
Uh-huh.
I enjoy multicolored food.
Uh-huh.
I like having, I don't mind if everything on my plate is brown.
Uh-huh.
Right? Because sometimes that happens.
Yeah.
Right?
When you're eating shit.
Well, I'm just thinking like sometimes everything is sort of the same color sometimes.
Yeah.
Let's say you got like a piece of fried chicken.
Uh-huh.
There's
in a roll. That's in a roll. Brown.
Right.
Maybe some like wedge potato fries that are exactly. kind of also that brown.
That's all brown.
That's all brown.
It's delicious, mm-hmm. but it's all brown.
You've got like, maybe you got mashed potatoes, but you got brown gravy on them. So.
See, that's the thing. You could put white gravy on mashed potatoes.
I don't like white gravy as much. I like it on like breakfast. I like it on like biscuits and gravy.
To me, white gravy is breakfast gravy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because it's sausage.
I haven't had
gravy.
Biscuits and gravy in so long. Fucking, now I just kind of want to eat that.
That was my my grandpa's favorite breakfast.
Really? Where?
Just in general.
Oh, just in general.
Biscuits and gravy. And if he went out somewhere that had biscuits and gravy. He would order biscuits and gravy, and then he would I want extra gravy, and then he'd have to be like, no, you don't understand.
You heard is I need a little bit of gravy. I need all the gravy.
He's like, no, I see that the bowl that you're serving like the green beans in, you need to like bring me two of those filled with gravy.
That's a lot of gravy.
Yeah.
I remember when I was a kid, my dad used to go over to Brahms and get their biscuits and gravy. We'd have biscuits and gravy mm-hmm. for breakfast on like Saturday mornings. That was always like a nice like tradition.
Here's my problem with food coloring is that it's 20 fucking 20. And for some reason, we haven't figured out how to make certain colors not taste like ass.
So what it sounds to me like is that you hate the gays.
Well, specifically.
See, so here's the thing. I can't tell you the last time I had any food that had food coloring in it that I was able to know that it had food coloring in it. What did you have that had food coloring in it?
So the one thing I've always had issue with is icing.
Okay.
because icing is literally just sugar.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. That's the flavor of icing is sugar.
Uh-huh.
Of a normal cake icing. I'm not talking about buttercream or
that's what I was gonna say. You just need to put buttercream in there.
I'm talking about like the shit on a birthday cake.
Yeah. I don't know why you're shitting on birthday cakes, but to each his own.
Oh, you know why.
I want to do that. I want to make a poop emoji cake that's chocolate. I'll just give that to someone.
Yeah.
Here's this cake. Like, why? It's not my birthday. Oh, it's just because you're a huge piece of shit. Can they get angry at you for that? Like, he gave me chocolate cake, but he also called me a piece of shit.
Kind of cancels it out. Unless
inside is actual shit.
Yes. So because cake icing is just the flavor of sugar, the food coloring, if it's off, as some are, it will add that bit of a taste to it.
A bitter taste to the icing.
It's usually bitter.
Yeah.
Black icing.
Yeah. African-American icing.
Yes. African-American icing. But the worst offender to me is pink.
Ah.
Red has a little bit of it.
Yeah.
But for some reason to me, pink icing it tastes metallic.
Yeah.
And it ruins whatever it's on. And the same thing, you know, what I noticed was I had some candy today.
Yeah.
From the candy bowl.
Uh-huh.
It was a box of Nerds.
Uh-huh.
And I like Nerds.
Yeah.
Don't get me wrong. But the box I picked up was the strawberry flavor.
Uh-huh. The pink one.
The pink one.
Yeah.
And to me, I only remember this during Halloween, because that's usually when I have Nerds.
Nerds, yeah.
Is whatever chemical they use on those, specifically the pink Nerds, always have had a vegetal taste to me.
Okay.
It's hard to describe, but it's a vegetal taste.
Probably because they put extra Rona in there this year.
But this has always been a thing.
Well, they made all the Nerds in the future, and then they sent them back in time.
Gotcha.
They made one big Nerd, and they sent it back in time, and it crumbled apart and landed just a little bit all the way back until like the 80s when they first were. That's the last earliest place they landed, and they scooped them all up in a box and they started selling them.
So that's the thing to me. So once I got started thinking about that, I'm like, well, I don't have a problem with the blues or the greens or the whites.
Mm-hmm. I don't have problems with the whites at all. I love the whites.
It's just the blacks that are bad. The pinks.
Black jelly beans.
I hate licorice.
Yeah. Black icing, black ice.
Black ice. You know, it's trying to kill you all the time.
All the time.
It just sneaks up behind you and it's like, give me your money when you fall down and it falls out of your wallet.
Yeah.
So yeah, I was like, it got me thinking, I don't like the other colors don't do that. So what the fuck are they using?
They must be like dipping their balls in it.
Right? Because it's all science. That stuff.
Yeah.
Coloring the food dye.
Yeah.
It's all science.
It's all like weird chemicals being made in Bunsen Honeydew's lab. And he's like, this makes food blue. Put it in there. People have allergies to those dyes.
Really?
Yeah. One of the stage hands I work with, he's allergic to the yellow one, I think.
Huh.
So whenever like there's M&Ms in the candy bowl or whatever, he open up a package and just like push all the yellow M&Ms off onto something and then eat the rest.
So like he can't like drink Mountain Dew.
I don't know how far it goes. It may not be yellow. Maybe a different color. Sure. I just remember that he's allergic. He's specifically allergic to the red dye number three or yellow dye number two or something.
Yeah, I've heard the red dye. I think red dye three is the one that is supposed to taste bitter.
Yeah. And I was like, that's crazy. Like, you're allergic to something that's such a constituent material as opposed like peanuts. Like peanuts a food. Peanuts a thing you can be. But you're allergic to a constituent material. That will fuck you up. The constituent material being in something to make another color can fuck you up.
Yeah, apparently red dye 3 is also known as erythrosine. It's an organoiodine compound, specifically a derivative of fluorone. It's used as food coloring, printing ink, a biological stain, dental plaque disclosing agent, radio pack medium,
do you really want to put this in your body? Do you understand what this is made out of? Using this stuff for?
This thing is a visible light photo redox catalyst.
Do you even know what that means? Because I don't. I think we found a new story.
It's also used to color pistachio shells. Why are you using pink or red food dye to color pistachio shells?
Why are you coloring pistachio shells? Why can't they just be the color they are?
If that's used to color pistachio shells, what color are real pistachio shells?
Exactly. So, I'm pretty sure Jay sent us this with the InfoWars coffee.
Oh, those are watermelon.
Watermelon Mentos gum.
Those were great.
I just put the last piece in my mouth. It's empty now. We don't want any more. I'm not asking for more.
I want more.
But they've been in the studio for pretty much ever since then. That was like right before I moved.
It was, yeah, because we had the coffee, like the time we had the
coffee was in my mostly empty apartment. I moved the next day.
The next day, yeah.
Yeah, crazy. Crazy how nature do that.
It reminds me of fake vanilla flavor.
Fake vanilla flavor?
Yeah. Have you not heard about this before? Castoreum? Have you heard of Castoreum?
Oh, is this like the difference between pure vanilla extract versus like vanilla, imitation vanilla extract?
This is imitation vanilla flavoring.
Okay.
It's called Castoreum, and it's secreted from beaver butts.
Gross.
It's not really the blood, the butt.
Big bad beaver butts.
Gland by their butt that they use to,
look, I don't want anything in the vicinity.
Mark their territory.
Butt. Yeah.
Yeah.
We say beaver, we're talking about the like furry woodland mammal that lives in.
This is the National Geographic article I'm reading about Castoreum. And Joanne Crawford, a wildlife ecologist at Southern Illinois University, said, quote, "I lift up the animal's tail and I'm like, get down there and stick your nose near its bum. People think I'm nuts," she added.
You are.
But then they say, oh, it smells really good.
Yeah, I'm not putting my face near anything's ass.
It's a fragrant brown slime about the consistency of molasses, though not quite as thick.
I'm gonna vomit. Thank you.
Yeah.
Well, that's super gross.
Well, to get that off our mind, what is your last mini issue today?
Here's what I don't mini get. Cheering for nothing.
Yeah!
Yeah! cheering is such a weird thing.
Whoa! Yeah!
And it's weird that it comes out in like in times that are inappropriate. One thing, I'm equally guilty of this, but I kind of hate it, is when people cheer in movies. You know,
yeah.
Like you're at the movie, you're like, yeah, caught Iron Man. You're like, not a real movie, everyone. you get swept up in it.
Sure,
I get it. But specifically cheering for nothing. So for movie night this month, and by this month I mean last week and this week and today, we've been playing with the wheel.
Yeah.
And we got a wheel, and the wheel has 8 sections in the center.
Okay. I remember what this is about.
With a bunch of different franchises. And then one of them is called shit.
Yeah.
And the franchise, you know, it's the franchise of your standard, like, slasher franchise. Friday the 13th, Texas Chainsaw, Halloween, Child's Play, Scream. But shit. Shit is the category.
Yes.
Shit just means we go to Amazon to the horror or Halloween category. So then the Outer Ring is a, is numbers between 1 and 16, randomly organized so that you can't just be like, I spun it a little bit, so we landed on 3. Yeah. So, so we're watching movies last night. And the wheel was coming loose, so I sat while we were watching one of the movies, and I tightened it up. Yes. And then I tested it, and when I tested it, I just landed on shit. And then I spun it again, and I landed on 14.
Yep.
And Truckin' and Tuckin' and Tim were like, we should just do that. And I'm like, no, that's not how the rules work, because the rules are one person spins for franchise, another person spins for money, for number.
Yeah.
And it, and you rotate through, so not everybody's doing it this.
Yeah.
So
and we haven't done a shit one yet.
We had not done a shit one yet, and you guys wanted to watch a shit one, which you were wrong about.
Yeah, sure.
And I did not, and I was like, no, we're gonna respin. So we go to spin, and did you spin? I think you spun.
I thought I spun. Yeah, I spun.
Tim spins. Shit, and Tim and Truckin' and Tuckin' hands straight up in the air. Yeah, yeah. Like they just won the fucking lottery. You're cheering for absolutely nothing.
That was fun. Fun times.
And to me, it feels almost parallel to prematurely celebrating a game show win. Yeah. You won $5,000. Yeah. If you can name a person in this movie. God damn it. God damn it. But like, people will just cheer for stupid stuff, and it's funny. It's funny part like of human
airplane
nature.
Landing,
like an airplane landing, yeah. Or like I've just cheered for random no reasons, like yeah. Like when I'm right about some insignificant thing, yeah. I'll just be like yeah. Give it an old punt, old hand pump. Which we're all cheering for nothing constantly,
yeah.
And it's really funny.
It is.
It's a really funny like. I don't know what biological mechanism has inserted itself to make this.
Well,
happen.
I wouldn't call it biological.
You don't think it's biological? You think it's like societal. A learned behavior? It's societal. Behavior.
Yeah, it's learned behavior.
Well, it's definitely working. maybe it's because you spend so many years in school, like being like, let's give a round of applause for this kid getting up there and reading his terrible book report. The Old Man in the Sea is a book by Ernest Hemingway, and it's about a man in a boat and the sea. And then the man, he sails on the sea, and then he learns about himself and about things, and then he comes off the sea, and he's now a changed man. That's my report. Thank you. All right, let's give him a round of applause.
Let's give Tim a round of applause. Now, Tim, get up there, you book report. All right, I read a book called Battle Royale, and it's got a lot of exploding heads in it.
Well, Lottie freaking da! We're cheers, man. That's our. I agree with you. It's probably not a biological thing. It's probably a societal thing. And so it makes me wonder: are people cheering in other countries? Or is this like an American thing where we're constantly fucking cheering?
I have
for
heard
ourselves?
That Americans, specifically in movie theaters,
yeah,
apparently in other cultures, people are not quite as
rambunctious
in movie theaters.
Yeah.
It's more of like a silent.
Do you laugh at jokes?
I assume you would laugh at a joke in a movie. Sure. Yeah.
Okay.
But that's a physiological response.
Okay.
But yeah, I've heard like, they're like, why do Americans clap in movies?
You shouldn't clap in movies.
You clap at the end of a movie.
No, you shouldn't.
You can clap.
No, you don't clap at a movie because the people that made the movie aren't there to hear your fucking applause. You applaud for people that are there in front of you. People don't finish this podcast like, yeah, what a great, just alone in their car, just they let go of the wheel. They're just like, yeah, made a great point. Oh, God. Ah! No, you don't clap for people that aren't there. Now you go to a live show and they're like, all right, thank you, everybody. Have a great night. You're like, yeah, we love Critical Role. Yay. You're not, you don't fucking clap at the end of a YouTube video.
Maybe.
Also, clapping, because you can clap sarcastically.
Yeah. Yeah.
You can do it like
the golf really, clap.
Yeah. Yeah. But I mean, you can like, you can be like, oh, good for you.
It's funny how you, I mean, it's just, you change like the speed of the clap and the tone of how you say it.
Yeah.
Oh, good for you, man.
Good for you. Yeah. I'm going to be a dad. Oh, yeah. He's going to be a dad. I'm gonna be a dad. Good for you. Your wife's cheating on you, you fucking loser.
Good for you.
What is that? 11 kids now? We know what causes that. Yeah. Stop cheering. I'm gonna just start cheering at random times.
Yeah.
Like the other thing is cheering way more acceptable in a crowd.
Yeah.
Like you're in a crowd. That's why we cheer at the movies, right? Sure, you're in a crowd and you're like, woo! And people are like, yeah, I'm also with that guy. But if you're just like in the grocery store walking around, or like imagine you go to the grocery store, right? And the guy's like, that's gonna be $6 even. You're like, yeah, fucking $6 even. God, nailed it. I tallied up everything in my car to make sure it'd be on an even number. Yeah. They'd be like, okay, sir, you need to leave. That's why you shouldn't cheer by yourself.
Yes, sir. Your total's going to be, $420.69. Some guy in the bees here, some guy in the back.
Yeah. Yes, sir, your results are back. You do not have AIDS. Yeah! AIDS free! Woo!
But you do have HIV. Oh, no.
Way to Sad go, clap. Doctor.
way to go, Tam.
So, yeah. Hopefully we don't have any more, like, cheers when we roll a stupid thing on a stupid wheel tonight. But it may happen. It may happen. You know, we ended up watching for shit Fright Night.
Terrible film. It was not good.
No.
There was a decent pair in there.
We watched four not good movies. Hellraiser 5.
Yeah.
Child's Play, Bride of Chucky.
Yep.
Scream 4, which was good.
Yeah.
And then we started Fright Night, and that was garbage.
We made it through one entire movie.
And I think we made it about 30 minutes into all the others.
Yeah.
Which totals to two movies.
Sure, sure.
Although Fright Night, we did fast forward through to the end to see how it ended. Yeah. Didn't really care about the other two.
No.
Could have done that, coming to think about it, but just like, I did not give a fuck about Hellraiser.
No, me either.
It was like Hellraiser 5.
It was 5, yeah.
So it was just fucking boring, and it just like nothing's happening, and I was kind of like the Child's Play or Bride of Chucky. I was kind of like,
We made it to the part where we figured out part of the question that we were asking ourselves.
Yes.
The last time we watched a Chucky movie.
Yeah.
And then we buzzed it.
Yeah. Well, that's it for this week's episode. Here's what I'm getting. I'm Tad.
This month's
minisode.
Yeah, that's right.
I'm Tad Burt.
I'm Tim the Handlebreaker.
And we'll catch you guys next month.
See ya.
Another mini-sode!
Classic. Yeah.